I will call to order. October 27, 2015, Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. I'd like to welcome everyone here. And the first item on our agenda is approval of the September 22nd, 2015 meeting minutes that have been previously distributed. I unfortunately was not here last month. There's a few times I missed. I don't have much input on it.
So I move to be approved.
Second.
Properly moved and seconded. We'll vote.
Sorry, I can't get locked in.
Mr. Cripps, you have any problems too?
No, I
don't. I thought I was in, but then it flipped back. Yes, I know what that is.
She doesn't have already done this.
Yes. Yes, I did that four times.
It's a capital. It's a cap.
Okay, we'll go put the deal for you.
All right, the minutes have been approved unanimously. The next item on the agenda is old business. There's a matter continued from last month, and it is 516 Omer Loop. Petitioner is requesting a 15-foot rear yard setback variance from the 25-foot requirement. We'll hear from staff at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you indicated, this meeting, this petition, hearing was continued from our last meeting. The petitioner was here requesting a rear yard setback variance of 15 feet from the 25-foot requirement with the intention of establishing an addition onto the rear of her property, to her residence. The property is at 516 Omer Loop. The petitioner brought forth the request for this variance, and I'll show you some photographs which we did not have during the last meeting. The board moved to continue it with the intent of the petitioner reaching out to adjoining property owners, as there wasn't anybody here to oppose or support her petition, but in discussion with the board moved to suggest to her that she reach out to those individuals. She did provide us this morning with a petition signed by, it looks like, about 25 or 30 people in support of her petition. And I'm just going to show you a few photographs of in just a second. This is a sketch of the proposed encroachment. See the existing residence, the new screen porch, 16 by 20 at this location. Staff's position at the time during the last meeting was that the variance request did not meet the criteria for which variance can be approved, and I recommended denial. Staff also believed at the time with the evidence provided by the petitioner that design alternatives might decrease the encroachment, and that was the basis of our recommendation. In the imagery here, you can see the petitioner's property and all the other properties that have developed along on the route. This is a photograph of the back of the property and a porch that had been built by a previous owner. This is what started the whole issue for the current owner, is that she wanted to demolish this porch that had been constructed outside of code, obviously, and replace it with a more appropriate structure. When she went to give a greater inspection to the property, there was a number of things that came to light. There was a lot of mold associated with this addition due to the fact that it was installed improperly. These are some photographs of that. You can see that the construction was lacking in many ways. This information came to light since our previous meeting. Although, and where's that? Yeah, there's one more. One other thing I wanted to highlight was in this photograph, you can see there was some discussion at our last meeting about changing the orientation of the addition. But as we discussed at that time, or the petitioner brought forward, that would obstruct the view from the only window on the rear of her house. And then, of course, the other side is bordered by her chimney, fireplace chimney. So she was somewhat limited in terms of the location of any new structure, if you were going to allow one to be placed there. So these are the new findings. I wanted to bring those forward. The petitioner is here. I will pass around a copy of this petition that was signed by many of her neighbors.
Thank you, Mr. Morgan. Says the proposed structure extending out further than the existing structure.
Yes,
I'm sure what the length there is.
We don't know the dimensions specifically of this structure. There are no plans for it. It's probably 8 or 10 feet.
So, you'll state your name just for my benefit, since I wasn't here last
week. Okay. I'm Michelle Woodward. I live at 516 on Road. Yeah. Brought pictures here for you today to explain, as I was trying to tell you last time I was here, about the problems I'm having with that porch. And so now you can see why they built right in the middle of my windows. And on the other side, there was one more picture. If you see the other end of the porch, it actually goes past where the chimney is. So where the chimney water comes down, it actually hits the roof there. So that's why I wanted to bring it back in on both sides so that I get my water problem solved, where it won't mold the roof again, and so I can get that window. I do want to thank y'all for the opportunity of suggesting me going out to meet the neighbors and finding out what they thought, because I have a great community. And it was really nice. I've met people that I probably could be there for years and never even get to meet. And even the ones that I sent letters out to that I couldn't get to were nice enough to send me nice little notes. So thank you for the opportunity. It ended up being really, really good. And like I said, it's approximately 11 foot by, I would say almost 20 foot now, but I need to bring that in. So losing the footage from the window and from the where you can see where the chimney is, I need to bring it back in, and that's how we got to the 16, because I need the overhang also as well to stay within that 16 foot range. And then I do have, like I said, you know, that's why I wanted to bring it back out. It would be a little bit bigger than what I have now as far as width-wise, but it's still about 20 foot in length to go back out. But like I said, my neighbors were very supportive, and it ended up being a really great way to meet people. So I just hope that you'll let me build my screen porch. And also, if you can see by the house, to do a slanted roof, that was part of the problem too, because the way the house is, I have gables on the front of the house, and then on the back is just one continuous slope, and to put a slope on a slope could end up being the same problem that I have now. And so that's why I told him I just would prefer to step up and spend the money and put the gable roof on it and have it not inhibit the integrity of the house. It'll all be the same, and that's where I would like to go with it.
Any questions for the petitioner?
I guess I have one. The neighbors on either side of you, are they on this list?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
What about the neighbor to the rear?
Yes, he is too. The only neighbors I didn't get were further away, and one was because she lives in Hawaii, and one was across the street and over on the water, and she just took a fall, and she's in the hospital, and she will not be coming home. And then one was a letter sent to the Homeowners Association of, I think, Omo Point North, which I'm not a member of. Our road is not a member of the subdivision next door, and I didn't get anything from them. And I believe there was one more that I just didn't hear back from at all. But everybody else in the, I think I went to 35 houses, and everybody else was very supportive.
I see a privacy fence on the side there. Mm-hmm. Is there a fence on the rear of the property?
Yes, it's all the way around and cuts across
to the front of the house. So it closes your backyard?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It does.
Any other questions for the petitioner?
I have one more question.
Thank you, Ms. Wilbur.
Okay, thank you.
Is anyone here from the public on this matter? Any other questions of staff?
I have one. Are there, I think we were asking if there were other homes in this area that had done additions such as this, that maybe we had given variances to. Do we have any information on that?
Yeah, it appears to be the answer is yes and no, in that there appear to be homes that have additions on their rear, but there are not variances on record for those additions.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, as we know, not out of the ordinary in some neighborhoods.
Anything special?
Mm-hmm. I guess I have a question. Marcus, in your summary of findings, you're saying that you find no hardship created. I realize that may be a little bit of boilerplate, but in this situation, you don't think that there's any hardship experienced by the architecture of the building?
We consider that portion of the ordinance. Our consideration was that, yes, the existing porch clearly needs to be removed, but the addition of a new porch or the need for an addition of a new porch doesn't constitute a hardship. The situation can be remedied without creating an encroachment. However, I guess, thinking a little outside of the ordinance, if I may, for a minute. Based on what we've learned, it doesn't appear that the encroachment will impact anyone negatively. That's just not a part of our consideration in terms of a recommendation.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions of staff or the petitioner? Is there a motion on this matter?
I move we approve. I second the motion.
Okay. Properly moved and seconded to approve the petition. Vote at this time.
Somebody who knows how to build a porch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, they've been waiting for a couple months on this, so I haven't waited. Thank you so much.
And thank you for your effort to contact all the neighbors.
Mm-hmm. It was a challenge, but it was great.
And then when it's done, you don't party.
Oh, well, I did have a couple of the guys go. They see me walking around with my thing, and they said, what's it going to cost me? And I said, nothing except a signature. And they said, well, what do we get out of it? I said, a beer. And they're like, okay.
Good luck. Enjoy your home.
And the next item on the agenda is 2298 Grove Point Road, a request to expand a non-conforming use. The petitioner is Harold Yellen, Great Dane, for the partnership. And we'll hear from staff at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next item on our agenda is a request to expand a non-conforming use at 2298 Grove Point Road. This property is a little over 100 acres of upland at the southern terminus of Grove Point Road, right there. The Great Dane Corporation has owned this property and operated it, we think, since 1967. There are a number of structures on the property, houses, maintenance sheds, caretakers' quarters, etc., that have existed, some since the 19th century. They operate this island primarily as for training purposes and for guest quarters for their clients, etc., and have done so on and on since prior to zoning being established in Chatham County. They're before you today to request the expansion of this use in order to construct two new buildings on the site. Under the zoning ordinance regulations, multiple principal use residences are not allowed on a single lot of record. And as is clear, I think this is a little bit different from our typical suburban lot in terms of size, in terms of location, in terms of the overall development of the property and the number of acres, obviously. The request is being submitted in order to accommodate a planned cottage and guest quarter, 1,700 square feet and 4,500 square feet, respectively. We did receive one letter of support from a neighboring property owner who owns the Valambrosia Plantation, which is adjacent to this property. They did, in the letter that's attached to your staff report, recommend to the board that the expansion of the use be approved, and they indicated to staff and a telephone call that that the Great Dane partnership has been a very good neighbor and has kept up the property and managed it very well over the years. I think that letter is attached. On this exhibit, you can see the layout of the number of structures that are on the property. There are properties that are planned to be demolished also as a part of this development. Petitioner's agent, I think, will speak to that some today. So in all, in regards to section 10-6.4 of the zoning ordinance, which is the extension of non-conforming use section, the criteria by which a extension can be granted includes that the use is a non-conforming use as defined in the regulations, that the use is in full compliance with all the requirements of the applicable to non-conforming uses, and that the extension of the use will not further injure a permitted use or adjacent property in the same zoning district. Staff feels that the criteria are met in terms of that, and that the expansion of this use in terms of the proposed residences will not injure any adjacent property owners or any conforming uses. I would like to add too that since the current owner has operated the property, it's always been a private use and is not open to public use in terms of the lodging aspect of these properties, and we've been told that that aspect will continue. And based on those findings, staff is recommending approval of the expansion of the non-conforming use at 2298 Royal Point Road.
Thank you, Marcus.
Any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Harold Yellen.
Question number one.
Yes, sir.
Where's my your wig?
I knew you were going to ask that.
I want to email there. We've
got a couple more days off.
Sorry, you're not wearing it.
I guess the rest of the group up here probably is wondering what you and I are talking about, but from time to time I wear a pink wig for Komen. I'm a pink wig this year. I was actually offered money to wear my wig before you, but it wasn't enough. I did respond with my own number, and I maybe by the time I'm done, I may end up putting my wig on. But
might take that to get a vote.
I think you might. I need to put it on, and I need to get a photo.
I do have to do it. It is in your briefcase.
It's in my car. I can run out and get it right now. But the issue at hand is for Great Dane, and with me today are Jay Strickland. Thank you. Who is a manufacturing engineer at Great Dane and is the project manager for the site, and also Heather Philgate, who's the manager at Grove Point Plantation. As Mr. Watson mentioned, this is truly a unique property. It's been owned by Great Dane for about 48 years. Prior to Great Dane's ownership, it was owned by the Mercer family, who were the owners of Great Dane, so it's probably been in the family for about 75 years. The property is over 100 acres. That's 100 acres of high ground, not just marshland. It's 100 acres of high ground. It's zoned RA. Grove Point does the road dead ends at this property. You actually travel another mile on the property before you even get to the first structure. So it is truly unique. There are 9 buildings on site which are used primarily for meetings and educational seminars for Great Dane employees, but it's also used by potential customers who stay at Grove Point Plantation. It's used about 120 or 130 days of the year. The other 200 plus days, it's not used at all. So roughly one-third of the calendar year, this property is in use. It is, if I could elaborate on the point raised by Mr. Watson, it is not a hotel. You will never see this property advertised. You will not see it online or in Yellow Pages. It's not an Airbnb. It's not for the public. Customers do not pay to stay here. So in every sense of the word, this is not a lodging. The petitioner is seeking two buildings will be demolished. These buildings to be demolished have no historical value. They're cinder blocks, concrete block buildings. The buildings to be added are a caretaker's quarter and a guest cottage. There is no use that I'm aware of in the zoning ordinance to describe what we do out here. We've been doing it for a very, very long time as the other properties have sort of come to us. The neighborhoods you see, by and large, we're not there when we first arrived, but we've been there and we've been doing what we've been doing for a very long time. The RA does have a number of permitted uses, which include residential. A caretaker's quarter is permitted in the RA, as are incidental or accessory buildings. What we've done here for 75 years, we simply want to continue that use. And we think that given the size of the property, over 100 acres, literally 10 or 11 acres per building, we can more than adequately accommodate these two buildings in terms of size, density, buffer, all the things that we look for. The only letter from a neighbor who I'm aware of was from Dr. Williams. Notices went out to all adjoining property owners. Dr. Williams, I won't read his entire letter, but he does say Great Dane is a great neighbor. They are superb stewards to this important property. We certainly agree with that. We do request permission to expand our non-conforming use, and we are delighted with the staff report. We would respect the request approval, and we'll answer any questions y'all have.
Any questions?
Is Club or Lodge included in the RA?
I don't remember. There's not a club or a lodge per se here, but I believe a club or a lodge is permitted in the RA. And I suppose the other route, if we have subdivided this property into nine lots of record, we could be doing the same thing. We prefer to keep this as one lot as a franchise. I mean, that's how it's going for probably forever. So the route we've chosen to take is to come here to ask for this expansion as opposed to subdividing this new property. But to answer your question, Mr. Blackman, I do believe it is permitted in the RA.
Harold, what will be your maximum lodging capacity?
Thirteen people,
probably, and projected.
We're doing the math right now. Okay. I think there are four full-time employees for this property.
Okay.
So we'll start with four plus.
That is permitted.
No, there's four staff
There are four people who work full-time at the site, plus or minus about 16 more people.
Okay.
So the maximum would be 20 people on the 100 acres.
The point of my question was we're not going to see a significant amount of increased traffic coming on to and off.
No, sir. Okay. Compared to if this were built out for a residential neighborhood, like you see across the street, our traffic impact is minimal.
Any other questions? I'm as tempted as I am to ask for a tour.
No.
I don't have any questions.
It's a beautiful piece of property.
Is there a motion?
I think we need to hear from the public.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Is there anyone from the public on this matter?
Yes. I move we approve the request in accordance with the staff recommendation.
Blackburn seconded.
And I'll second what you said. I've heard of this property since I was a child. But nobody's ever invited me to go to this.
I got to know why, too. You got the right person.
The manager's right here. If y'all want to talk to her before, y'all vote first. Then you.
Man, there's no pink wig. We need a tour.
Either or.
Half the Great Dane people I knew that used to talk about it today, so it gets.
The petition has been approved unanimously.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Marcus, is there any other business?
Yeah, I did want to briefly just discuss the letter from the county attorney that I passed out earlier.
Thank you.
business. On the agenda, just wanted to briefly discuss the letter that came from the county attorney regarding the Westlake decision. As some of you will recall, this body heard a petition from an applicant who had requested a general development plan be approved by the MPC. The MPC at that time denied the general development plan for a rooming house, even though the plan met all the development standards and did not request any variances. Subsequent to that, the petitioner submitted a plan, a specific development plan for approval through Mr. Seebeck's office, and he could not accept it based on the MPC's ruling. After his letter went out to the applicant saying that he couldn't accept their plan, they appealed to this body to be heard, and this body remanded the petition back to MPC for reconsideration so that they might consider it from the standpoint of the development standards and not some of the issues that were brought up during the original MPC hearing, some of which related to things like crime, etc. The MPC then heard over a series of meetings, reheard the petition, and eventually approved it. But during the testimony, a representative of the neighborhood who was opposing the plan suggested that the composition of the Zoning Board of Appeals was not in conformance with state law. We requested that the county attorney look into that claim and respond to us. And the letter that you have in front of you is his response to that. Essentially, I think what happened is that the gentleman who made the claim was actually citing the city's ordinance, which does have some specific details about the composition of the board. The county ordinance does not, so it was really a false claim in our opinion. And this letter is just clarifies that, I think. But we just wanted to bring this to your attention because it was an item that was probably going to be going to court. And still, but I don't know. But this board has done their job, so to speak, as far as that petition is. As far as that petition goes, and the Planning Commission has also dealt with it. So right now, it's probably over, but we just wanted to bring you up to speed on sort of the finality of it.
Appreciate it. Any questions or any other business for this meeting? We are adjourned.